Baseline Theory, Hoover Stab Offset for VHS Rave Color in Ableton Lev 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes, Beginner Lesson. Alright, let's build that classic old school rave Hoover Stab, but place and mix it the way Jungle and early DNB actually likes it, slightly behind the drums, band limited, tape Y, and sidechain so it brings hype without stealing the sub. The big idea is simple. We're going to make a two-layer bass system. Layer 1 is a clean sub, mono, stable, boring in the best way. Layer 2 is the Hoover Stab, mid-range character, wide, a little warbly, and most importantly, offset in time so the breaks stay punchy. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 175. I'm going to pick 172 BPM. Now create three tracks. MIDI track 1, name it SUB. MIDI track 2, name it Hoover Stab. And then make a drum bus by grouping your drum tracks. If you've got break chops plus a kick layer, group them together. Name that group drum bus. This matters because we'll sidechain from it in a minute. First, we build the sub foundation, because if your sub is confident, the Hoover can be pure color instead of doing a job it's bad at. On the SUB track, drop in operator. Oscillator is a sine wave. Turn the level down a bit. Somewhere like -6 to -12 dB is a good starting point. Keep headroom. Jungle gets loud fast. Now shape it like a bass note that's stable but not endless. Set the amp envelope with a fast attack, basically 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 200 to 400 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, or very low. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. That gives you a note that lands, holds just enough, and gets out of the way. At EQ 8, usually you do not high pass a sub. Let it exist. If it's boomy, do a tiny dip around 60 to 90 Hz. And I mean tiny. 1 or 2 dB. This is only if the note is blooming too hard. Then add utility. Set width to 0% so it's forced mono. That's your anchor. Programming tip for that jungle feel. Keep the sub simple. One-note subs with small variations are perfect. Think A, G, A, C as a vibe. Also, make your sub notes longer than your Hoover stabs. The sub is the floor. The Hoover is the graffiti on the wall. Cool. Now the fun layer. The Hoover stab. On Hoover stab, load wave eatable. Oscillator 1, a saw wave. Oscillator 2, also a saw, and detune it slightly. Turn on unison. Choose a classic or shimmer style, and set the amount around 30 to 60%, detune around 10 to 25%. If you go too far, it'll sound huge soloed but it'll disappear in mono later. We'll do mono checks, don't worry. Now filter it. Tick LP24. Set cutoff somewhere like 400 Hz to 1.5 kHz. As a starting spot, we'll shape it later. Add a bit of drive, like 2 to 6 dB for bite. Now the stab shape. In the amp envelope, attack 0 to 10 milliseconds. Decay 120 to 250 milliseconds. Sustain 0 to 20%. Release 80 to 180 milliseconds. You want it to hit and then get out of the way. A Hoover that plays forever turns into a pad. And pads are where breaks go to die. Add a little movement so it feels alive. Like classic rave hardware that's slightly unstable. Set a subtle LFO to fine pitch, or to filter cutoff. Rate around 4 to 7 Hz. Amount very small. We're going for rave wobble, not modern bass wobble. Now program short MIDI notes. Eighth notes or sixteenths. Don't write long-held notes. Stab means stab. Now we hit the key concept. Stab offset. In Jungle and DNB, you usually don't want your stab landing exactly on top of the kick or snare transient. When it does, the transient gets masked, and your break suddenly feels less sharp, less expensive, less like a record. We're going to offset in two ways, timing and envelope. First, timing. Select your Hoover MIDI notes. Turn the grid off, or set the grid to something small like 1/32 so you can nudge precisely. Now nudge the notes slightly late. Aim for 5 to 20 milliseconds. Here's how to hear it as a beginner. Loop one bar with your drums. While it loops, nudge the Hoover later and listen to the snare. You're aiming for a moment where the snare feels sharper and more forward, because it speaks first, and then the Hoover blooms behind it. If the snare starts feeling flatter or less cracky, you went too far. Offset isn't just late. It's late relative to the snare transient, but still part of the same groove. Second, offset with attack. Even if the note is placed well, the Hoover can have a sharp front edge. Add a tiny attack on the Hoover amp envelope, like 5 to 15 milliseconds. This is like a micro fade-in that reduces transient conflict with the break. Now a placement idea that screams old school without overthinking. Put stabs on the offbeats. Then dub the beat. In a 4/4 bar, try putting stabs on spots like 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A. Syncopation is the magic. If you're not sure, start simple, a stab on 2 and end 4 and then decorate from there. Alright, now we mix for VHS rave color, which is basically code for band limited, saturated, slightly warbly, and controlled. First in the Hoover chain. EQ 8, high pass it between 120 and 200 Hz. Start at 150 Hz with a steeper slope like 24 dB per octave. This is non-negotiable. Your sub owns the low end. The Hoover is not allowed down there. Now add a gentle low pass around 6 to 12 kHz. Old school stabs often don't have super airy modern highs. Rolling off the top also stops harsh fizz once we add saturation and chorus. If the Hoover makes the break feel cloudy, check a few masking zones. Around 180 to 300 Hz can give you that boxy cardboard overlap with the body of the break. Around 700 Hz to 1.2 kHz can sound honky and fight snare tone. Around 2 to 4 kHz can fight ghost notes and hats. Try one small dip, like 2 or 3 dB with a medium Q, before you start doing a bunch of cuts. One good decision beats 10 nervous ones. Next, saturation for tape vibe. Drop and roar if you want the modern Ableton power option, or saturator if you want simple and classic. With roar, pick a warm or tape-ish starting point. Keep drive subtle, like 5 to 15%, and darken the tone a little. If there's a noise option, add a tiny bit. Not hear noise all the time, more like when you solo it, you feel texture. If it starts sounding crushed or fizzy, back off the mix or drive. With saturator, use soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. And here's an important mixing habit, level match. After adding drive, lower the output so the Hoover is roughly the same loudness as before. Otherwise, you'll think it's better just because it's louder. Now the VHS warble. Add chorus ensemble after saturation. Set it to ensemble mode. Rate slow, 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. Amount around 20 to 45%. Width can go wide, like 120 to 200%. But remember, we already high-passed the Hoover, so we're not widening sub-content. If chorus feels like it's making the center unstable, you can swap or complement it with shifter in fine mode for micro drift. Very slow movement, under about 0.3 Hz, tiny amount, low mix. That's the worn cassette vibe without seasickness. Now stereo safety. Add utility at the end of the chain. Turn on bass mono and set it around 150 to 250 Hz. Then set width to taste, something like 120 to 160. This keeps the low mids more solid while letting the top shimmer wide. Quick mono check tip. Don't stop your flow to do it. Just click utility width to zero on the master for a second while it loops. If the Hoover disappears or turns hollow, you have too much facey unison or chorus. Fix it by reducing the wet amount, narrowing the Hoover, or making only a top layer wide later. The goal is, wide in stereo, still present in mono. Now sidechain, because in rolling DNB the break is king. On the Hoover stab track, add compressor. Turn on sidechain. Choose drum bus as the input. Set ratio between 3 to 1 and 6 to 1. Attack 1 to 10 milliseconds. Faster clamps harder. Slightly slower lets a touch of stab through. Release 80 to 180 milliseconds. This is where the groove lives. Set it so the Hoover ducks on the drum hits and then recovers in time for the next stab. Lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on the main hits. Listen for the snare. If the snare suddenly sounds clearer when the sidechain is engaged, you're doing it right. If it sounds like the Hoover never returns, release is too long or threshold is too deep. Extra pro trick, still beginner friendly. If your kick is inconsistent but your snare is loud, sidechain from a ghost trigger. That's just a muted click or MIDI hit that plays a consistent rhythm. It turns sidechain into a rhythmic mixer instead of a chaotic one. Now let's talk quick arrangement, because these stabs are seasoning. You don't dump the whole spice jar on bar 1. Try a simple 32-bar plan. Bars 1 through 8. Drums and sub only. Establish the groove. Bars 9 through 16. Bring in the Hoover quietly and filter darker, like low pass around 1 kHz. Bars 17 through 24. Open the filter, widen slightly, let the stabs be more present. That's your drop energy. Bars 25 through 32. Strip it back. Remove the Hoover for 4 bars, then bring it back. That absence makes the return feel bigger than adding new layers. Automation ideas that scream rave without clutter. Slowly open the filter cutoff over 8 bars. Add a tiny bit more saturation drive at the drop, like 1 or 2 dB, but level match again. And give only the last stab of a phrase a bigger reverb send, so you get a dubby tail without washing the whole loop. Let's avoid the common mistakes before they happen. If the Hoover has too much low end, it will fight the sub and the mix turns woolly. High pass it. If stabs are exactly on grid with the snare, it'll mask transients and feel stiff. Offset them 5 to 20 milliseconds late. If you widen below 200 HC, your mono compatibility gets weird. Keep the low parts centered. If you saturate without level matching, you'll fool yourself. Always match output. And if sidechain release is too long, the groove feels like it's constantly ducking and never breathing. Now a quick 15-minute practice exercise to lock this in. Program a 2-bar sub pattern. Keep it simple. Program a 2-bar Hoover pattern with 6 to 10 short notes. Then make 3 versions. Version A, stabs on grid. Version B, stabs nudge 10 milliseconds late. Version C, stabs 15 milliseconds late plus about 10 milliseconds of attack. Level match and compare. Which one feels more rolling? Which one leaves more space for the snare? Then add sidechain and adjust release until it breathes with a groove. Before we wrap, here's one mixing rule that'll save you. The Hoover is a supporting actor. Set it so when you mute it, you miss it, but the track still works. That's the sweet spot for old school flavor DNB. Recap. Build sub first. Clean. Mono. Stable. Make the Hoover a mid-range stab, not bass weight. Use stab offset. 5 to 20 milliseconds late. Plus a tiny attack for bounce and drum clarity. Mix for VHS rave color with a chain that goes EQ band limit, saturation, chorus or micro warble, stereo safety and sidechain, and arrange with restraints so the stab's entrance and exit actually matters.